You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Basketball Wives LA After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Basketball Wives LA After Show.
Yay! We are back at Basketball Wives, and if you are a huge fan like us, you are super excited to be having the AfterBuzz After Show for Basketball Wives LA Episode 12, and this is Season 2, and I'm sorry, but this episode was kind of juicy. There was only a few segments that we had going on, but there was a lot of dirt and nitty-gritty in between it, and we're calling this episode Bashin' and Fashion, because there was a lot of that going on. And I am one of your hosts today, Spicy Maddie in the building, keeping it hot and sizzling. And with the other hosts here in the building that are oh so pretty hot and tempting, to my right, I got...
Hi guys, it's Rebecca Prince.
Throw me the ball.
The amazing and magnificent
crossover
motivational Fallon.
Hey guys, I'm Fallon.
And throw her the ball.
Here you go. Catch it.
As you guys know, Bing is for doing. We're doing a lot right now. And this is Lauren Turner. Excited to start this episode. Rebecca, welcome back.
Thanks,
happy Thanksgiving.
Yes. Happy Thanksgiving.
We are all very thankful to have all of each other joined together here for Basketball Wives and to have given thanks with our family and friends. Thanksgiving holiday just passed. And unfortunately, in our household, there was no drama. Yeah. Not like this episode
not
today
like this.
On Basketball Wives. So this episode started off with fashion, just lots and lots of fashion going on. We saw a fashion show in the beginning of the episode, the girls coordinating for that.
Mm-hmm.
What did you guys think? Because I wasn't sure if that was Jackie's fashion show, the first one, or if they were just participating and supporting one.
I think they were just supporting, who was in the show? There were two of the girls, Malaysia.
No, it was Brooke and Gloria.
Brooke and Gloria. So the other girls, at first I was a little confused too, but I think they were just there to support the girls walking down the runway. Is that right?
The overall trip to New York was obviously for Fashion Week. And of course the ladies were going to support Jackie, but they also had some other, you know, little events come up in the meantime. So one was the fashion show where most of the ladies came out to support the two that were walking. We saw a whole lot of Brooke in her little sassy outfit. We were all debating if her ass is real. That's really what we were talking about
yes.
while we were watching the show.
We were watching the episode. There's a lot of fake butts going on reality TV right now and the world in general.
Well, thanks, Kim Kardashian.
To me, it looks like she had breast implants, and I think if she got her boobs done, a couple in the butt might, you know, not be too
balance
bad.
It
like,
out.
Not too, yeah,
I
exactly.
feel like her boobs are real. They just jiggle way too much.
No,
like,
her boobs are definitely not.
Why
yeah,
would you want to get boobs that big?
But
though?
That's what I'm saying. Like when you have boobs that big, they are perky. Like if she had boobs that big that were her own, they would sag. Trust me, I know.
But they move. Right. Well, then I guess that's good because they like jiggle and you know like normal boobs.
No,
fake boobs jiggle.
And her sit up. And mind you, she's had children. So
like
at some point, yeah, at some point you. Have gotten
that.
Something nipped and tucked and sucked and bucked.
What about a lift?
Especially when you're dating ballers, you know, they're gonna give you some money to get that stuff done.
And the lifts leave scars. And so what the doctors will do is take out your actual fat tissue and replace it with the silicone or saline instead of giving you the lift, because the lift leaves scarred under your breast. And
you're
her modeling
well
career will not be. Yeah, because I'm getting my boobs done
as
soon as I have
kids. Please go to thespicylife.com. Not only does AfterBuzz talk about the shows, we are, you know, we have some medical experts here as well.
In the building.
I have done done my research. I promise you, I'm getting the mommy makeover as soon as I fall in love, get a husband, and have kids.
Uh-oh. Love it. Love it.
I'll probably get one, too. I can't lie.
I think we all will.
I'll be working out, but I'll probably get a makeover, too.
But Brooke's body did look amazing. I mean, yeah. She is thicker than a Snicker, but if you love them curvy and round and brown, then that's, like, the perfect
she's
girl
beautiful.
For you. Because her skin complexion, she just looks so
she's
exotic.
Gorgeous.
She is
yeah.
gorgeous. We have some photos later on that we will surprise you with later
she's
on.
She got a sneak peek on the show.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it was from her King magazine. That you kind of saw some of them when they were scrolling. But we also got to see during Fashion Week Jackie's line. What do you guys think about Jackie's line? Is she legit? Is she the next John Varvatos? Like,
oh,
what do
God,
you? How
no.
do you feel?
Let's not throw John no. Varvatos or any. I mean, listen, Jackie's clothes look nice for the most part. Some of them looked a hot mess, but the show looked very bootleg to me. I mean, it. You know, obviously, when you're not a huge designer, you don't get a huge, you know, spot in Lincoln Center and, you know, you're not in the tents. But, like, I appreciate Jackie's effort. It looked nice for what it was, but I am not going to be running out to the store to buy anything.
Well, that's I give her sure. credit. Her runway was 80 feet long.
I was going to say, I liked the stage. Didn't the stage look legit?
Yeah,
like, it looked
yeah,
official. It looked like somebody really put some work into that stage.
At first
way
look.
Way to go, stage crew.
At first look.
Actra all day.
Her designs when she kind of had the girls over her house and the girls were kind of looking at the clothes and trying them on. You know, they did look legit. They looked nice, but she wasn't showing all the pieces. And Drea was just like, you know, oh, it's tacky Jackie. You know, she's actually not as tacky as I thought she was going to be. But then when the line showed and they had the girls walking the clothes, I didn't think it was that great.
You weren't impressed.
No. Like especially not for Fashion Week.
Some of the outfits were okay, and then some of them you were like, oh, God, no. Like, why would she
you
do that?
You could see, like, some of the back
tacky
of the
Jackie.
You could see, like, the stitching wasn't, you know, it was literal stitching. It just... I don't know. I mean, I felt like I've been to Fashion Week, you know, and you're right, Rebecca, it is, maybe she wasn't, obviously she wasn't in the big tent or anything like that, but I'm proud of Jackie. I think a couple of the dresses I would definitely, wear. Definitely, like the one with the one that's, Drea wanted to wear.
Yeah, that was nice.
Nude. That was really
nude.
Pretty with the train and all. Like, I love that. That was gorgeous.
What about what Laura was wearing? I know a couple of you girls
her
commented.
Boobies, her nipples are out.
So in that, I thought Laura looked great. I feel like she lost a lot of weight. She looks chiseled. She looks amazing. It's just her midsection, and I keeps it real. It's still a little bit wide for her to be in a see-through dress. I feel like she shouldn't, you know, discredit anybody who's gotten something nipped and tucked because a little bit of just, what is it, molding? What
but
is it called?
I think she did all that. I mean, that's the thing.
You think she already got work done?
Oh, I know she already had work done. I mean, that's, if you watch last season and you watch this season, it's very clear she got a ton of work done. I mean, she looks good. She says that she did it through diet and exercise, but your face doesn't change through diet and exercise completely. Your nose doesn't change.
Well, she also said that she's, you know, owning up to being, you know, she's a MILF and all this stuff, and you know, she's proud of her body,
and
you know, maybe we can say that she may need this done or that done, but I mean, as long as she's comfortable in her own skin, and she was on that runway, not us, so obviously, you know, hey, do your thing, girl. Nipples out and everything else.
Yeah, I don't think it's an issue. I mean, she looked good, you know, but I think more so, I think it's kind of embarrassing, you know, like. I don't know. Maybe this is me. At every point, like, these ladies, most of them are mothers. You know what I mean? And there's just... I'm not saying that, like, once you're a mom, you stop having fun and you stop acting crazy. But, like, for the most part, I mean... This stuff is going to come back around. Like, with the internet, anything you put on the internet, it's out there. Like, no matter if you take it down, whatever, someone has it somewhere, it is out there. Like, these are things your kids are going to see, you know? And, like, do you want to be out there? And I know it was a fashion show, so whatever, you can go err on the side of, you know, you're doing it for fashion's purpose. But why do you always need to be, like, the spectacle? You know what I mean? And it's, you know, it's
the
same.
You feel like because it was see-through that it was
I just feel like,
kind of crazy?
You know, like, she could have done something to tone it down and
more tasteful.
She didn't need to be the person to wear that dress. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, Rebecca's keeping it real.
There was a thousand other models, you know, walking on this 80-foot runway. Like, somebody else could have done that, and you could have wore something cute. Like, Malaysia looked cute and sexy without, you know, granted, she just had on that gold jacket or whatever.
That's a Jackie jacket for real. Yeah. Like, I could so see Jackie showing up to the bar that jacket on.
That's what she wore that day. She wanted like, you know, imitate Drea. But, like, you know, even, I don't know, I just feel like there's certain things, even Drea, like, I know Drea's a mom, but Drea's a little bit younger, like, it seems like it'd be a little bit more appropriate if she was gonna be out there, like, showing all of her goodies, considering that's how she got her start, you know? I don't know, some of this stuff, it just, like, I think about it, I'm like, I wonder if these ladies think about it down the road, like, you know, maybe Laura in 10 years will be sitting there with her kids, confiding to one of, you know, the ex-Basketball Wives cast member about their relationship because of God knows what. I mean, it's just, sometimes it's funny, because she keeps acting like this conversation with Jackie's daughter changed her life, but like, I don't know, why don't you think about your own kids?
That's good. I don't really feel that the whole Jackie's, not to change the subject, but you were saying, like, she has another plan, obviously. Well, she's gonna hurt Jackie. So she has a more plan.
Do you guys feel like she does, it's like that she still has her vendetta? Because she's kind of confusing me on the show. She's wavering back and forth between vengeance and maybe forgiveness. I'm not sure what it is, and I think that's why Drea keeps calling Laura out. Because she's like, okay, you're pretending to be cool with Jackie in her face, and then you'll say that you hate her the next minute to her face as well. What's really going on between you two? And I don't think Drea is instigating. I think she's just like, own your shit.
Yeah, I think everybody's just as confused. We don't, I don't get it. I think maybe, I mean, they've been friends for over 10 years now, so I think that friendship is always going to be there. And it's weird because I feel like Laura's like, well, you're still going to be my friend even though I give you a couple jabs because you jabbed me last year. So regardless, you're just going to have to take it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a plot point, you know, it's a heavily produced show, it's not really reality. I think a lot of it, you know, the flip-flopping is to draw attention, and especially now that with everything that happened last season on Basketball Wives, and you can't have physical violence, and you have to be, you know, you have to keep it interesting in other ways. So, obviously, I mean, if Jackie is fine with the way Laura treats her, like, then that's Jackie's problem, you know? It's like, you can't, it's like if you're in a bad relationship, you can't blame somebody. You can't be like, well, you are doing this. Like, if they want to be in that bad relationship, let them be in that bad relationship.
It's like,
why does it affect anybody
guy,
else?
Right?
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, Drea, you don't get it. Laura doesn't get it one day. Jackie doesn't get it one day. The rest of the girls don't get it, but clearly it is what it is, and they're fine with each other.
Well,
she showed up to the fashion show.
What
it was
about
the, is
Drea?
She going to? Is she not going to? She showed up. She walked in her see-through dress.
Were you surprised? You guys surprised that she came? Did you not think that she was going to come?
Yeah, I was surprised.
Laura? Yeah, Laura.
Yeah, I didn't think she was going to come.
But that kind of just shows that she, underneath it all, is really her friend, because she always shows up. We've seen
so
her show
really
up to her
that
wedding.
She is her friend.
Yeah, and like I said earlier, they've been friends for 10 years. I think regardless what happens, regardless what Jackie puts her through, and regardless what she puts Jackie through, I think they're always just going to be friends. I think they're just going to take it.
Yeah, I agree. Like, actions speak louder than words. She talks a whole bunch of nonsense, but like, when it comes down to it, she's there. Like, and that's maybe a lesson Drea could learn, because,
like,
you know, she wasn't there for her homegirl.
Drea's the one, I mean, you can see Laura's being wishy-washy, but she is at everything. She hasn't missed anything yet, whereas Drea is being still divalicious after she was already a diva for the King thing. Then we see her be a diva with the new dress and her not come to Brooke's dinner. I mean, she's doing little bit by little bit that's like reinforcing the whole divalicious.
You know what's funny is that when she went to Jackie's Fashion Week and she was pulling that diva moment, I felt like she had to catch herself.
Didn't you? I felt
that
too.
And she was like, oh shit, I am being a diva and everybody's gonna see it, so let me pull back. And she even said that. She was like, I had to realize that this is not my show.
Right,
and
yeah.
I can't. Yeah, exactly. But it was just like, imagine, I can imagine when she was ready to go on that King set, I could just see the whole diva really coming out. And what Malcolm is saying is probably true. She probably was a diva and stormed off set because she didn't have her way.
But, and you know, I think I think it's the, you know, if you've watched the season compared to last season, and like, granted, last year she was the new girl, so everyone gave her a hard time, and now she's more established. She feels more comfortable. At the end of last season, she got everybody to flip the tables on Jackie. So I definitely think this season, like, she is showing her true colors, and she's definitely gotten like a little bit too big for her britches. She doesn't, you know, she does. Like, she thinks her shit doesn't stink. She doesn't need to
say that during the show.
Cover of King Magazine. I mean, it's just like, okay, you have a swimsuit line, now you have a t-shirt line, like, it's great, but like, you are not a superstar. You're not
Angelina Jolie. J-Lo.
Yeah, you're not Jennifer Lopez, you know?
J-Lo has a close set.
Clearly, I mean, she's living in a different reality than everybody else is.
Curious.
If you guys at home think that Drea is just being over the top and feeling herself and that her ish doesn't stink, please write into us, let us know, tweet at us at AfterBuzzTV, and you can also go to the website, www.afterbuzztv.com. Let us know, rate us, go to iTunes. Let us know how you really feel about this Drea drama, and do we love her, do we hate her, are we team Drea or team not? Because I feel like she's feeling herself. I feel like she's forgetting where she came from, but at the same time, I still think she's a sweetie pie. Like, it's kind of, I kind of love her still.
I like her. I just, she's like, she's walking a fine line. Like, she is cool when she wants to be cool, but then she's like, you know, she really thinks that she is J-Lo when, you know, she, like, when she turns it on, it's too much. And I just, I don't know, like, you are a video chick. Like, that's how you got in this game. That's how you started sleeping with NBA players, which is what got you on the show. Like, you know, come on, you wanted the King cover, you're mad you didn't get it, you're mad you stormed off set, like, you know. And I've said it before, Brooke is, you know, this isn't her first reality show, she's been in the business for forever. Like, if anyone wants to be running around like being a diva just because you're hot for 5 minutes, it doesn't mean you're gonna last. Like, You have to recognize that.
Well, what do you guys think about, I mean, at the King dinner that Drea obviously did not show up to, Malaysia actually couldn't take the fact that they were kind of downing Drea, and then she walked out and left. What do you guys think about that?
You know what? Okay, I understand where Brooke was coming from and laying it out. Like, I'm on the show because I'm your friend. Like, these are the ladies you've introduced me to. You should be here to support. Hands down, she should have been there, whether she liked it or not, whether she was happy for her or not. She should have grinned and bared it. However, I do think it was pretty unprofessional for whatever the dude was from King to come in there and, you know, start talking about her. Obviously, the two of them have an issue. I'm not saying that he's wrong for feeling that way, because if you book a model on a thing and in their on a job, their contract doesn't say it has to be a close set, you come and throw a temper tantrum, why are they going to want to work with you again? I get him having, you know, hard feelings towards her, but I don't think that, especially coming to sit down with a group of women who you know are on the show together, you know, someone, you know, they're friends or not friends. You don't need to come in there and just, you know, lay your piece. Like, let Brooke have her.
Should Brooke have jumped in and said, hey, don't talk about my friend like that? Because that's a really hard position to be in when she didn't agree with what Drea did either.
No, I don't think Brooke, like, needed to defend Drea in that moment, because she was already having, like, her own issue of, like, listen, like, this is my girl, she should be here. But, you know, and I also didn't feel like Brooke was, though, egging him on and provoking him. You know what I mean? Like, she was letting him say his piece. He was unprofessional. It was, anyone who watches it can see that he was unprofessional. But it's not her job to correct him. And it's not, you know, besides Brooke, Gloria was there. Laura was there. Jackie was there. I think, you know, Malaysia was there.
Everybody.
If Malaysia really had a problem with the way things were going, instead of getting up and leaving, maybe she could have said, listen, we're here to celebrate Brooke.
Right.
I know you have issues with Drea, but we don't want to get into that right now. It's none of our business.
She should have left.
Yeah, I think she should have just spoken up about it. If she really felt that bad about Drea being attacked without her being there, then why not just stick up for your friend and then leave? You know, maybe not storm out or anything, but just, you know, state your piece and, you know, say that's kind of unprofessional, and then, you know, gotta go or whatever, instead of just completely leaving the situation.
But it's also, though, it's like Brooke's night. Like, why does Brooke need to be the one to, like, you know, mediate the situation?
That's,
like,
true.
Everyone was there celebrating her. They were showing her photos around. Everyone was complimenting her. Like, let her have her night, you know? Like, the dinner was already kind of like, I think, like soiled because Drea was there and she was like, what'd he say? You know, she couldn't really enjoy the moment when she got the phone call. So now, like, let her enjoy her dinner. Like, if you don't want to be there, fine. You don't have to be there. But it doesn't show characteristics of a great friendship.
Do we all agree that as friends, we would have, like, bit the bullet and just gone, regardless of
somebody
there?
I think she should have gone and she should have been the one to stick up for herself if he said anything.
Yeah. And lay her piece out. I mean, we all work in the same business. We are all hosts. We all go out for auditions for the same thing. You go against your friends all the time. You see them in the, you know, the room before you go in. Like, if you get a job over me, yeah, it sucks for me. But like, I feel bad, but congratulations.
You're a random person.
Yeah. You don't even care. But, you know, congratulations. I'm happy for you. Obviously, it wasn't the opportunity for me. I'll get the next one. You know,
that's... Or you don't even have to say that out loud,
but you don't
have
to say that. But that's, you know, exactly. Yeah.
Before we go on, I'm just thinking, I know Drea said before that she didn't care. She has two of her own covers. That what magazines is she covering?
Well, I haven't seen similar types of magazines,
but I haven't seen any covers. And we all know how Drea is.
A booty magazine,
she's out there. You know, she'll put everything out there. So why haven't we seen any magazine covers since she doesn't care and she has, you know, her own stuff going on?
Well,
I just,
you know, because it was funny too. Because, like, I don't know if you guys noticed, but, like, and obviously she has issues with King magazine. And King Laura just tweeted that King should be happy with all the free promotion they were getting from this episode, because literally that's all they talked about.
Yeah.
But Drea said too, like, when she was there, she was like explaining to Brooke, she was like, well, I mean, we're in New York for Fashion Week. This isn't, like, King is not a fashion magazine. So if you want to be, like, happy about it when you go to New York, like, I'm here for fashion stuff. I have other fashion stuff going on. It's like, you are not, like, a real model. Like, you are not. Like, you're not a Victoria's Secret angel. You're not, you know, you don't have a campaign with Ralph Lauren. Like, you are
Jackie's
an urban model, you know, and that's what Brooke called it. You know, she was like, I'm an urban model. Yeah. I've never walked a runway with all, you know, with all this.
The fact that she referred to the magazine as charity work, that's something you do for your fans. I was like,
oh, that's what she was saying.
She said, you're not supposed to brag about charity work. I mean, that isn't an accomplishment to me, if it is to you. I was just like, are you kidding me? If you're real friends, at the end of the day, you're going to, and like the example I gave to you, if you got stripper of the month or I got, you know, hooker of the week, we would still
You want to hear something that's funny? One of my guy friends texted me and he was like, hey, I seen you on Eye Candy page on Facebook. I was like, what's Eye Candy? He was like, yeah, you know, Eye Candy. They pick regular girls and famous girls and they put them as the eye candy. I was like, do I have to call Tom for this? And I looked, it was some, when I went to Vegas, a little bikini picture that I had up, and they had took the picture and put it on the page. And I couldn't believe all the bad comments.
What?
I was telling her about it, and I kind of pictured, like, I know I don't care about it, but in Brooke's defense, like, I could understand, like, when people hate on you, it hurts, like, regardless it's a friend or not, or if you care about them or not. But, like, I just brushed it off. I'm like, I don't care. Some people were congratulating me. I'm like, I don't care. I don't choose.
I was ready to, like, go find these people. Like, are you kidding me?
I don't care. But I'm just surprised that Brooke, that she is still going after Drea, trying to reprimand her and show her this is wrong, this is not what a true friend does. I think she needs to just let it go. Hey, you know, enjoy the moment.
You know what? I just went through something like this 2 weeks ago with a friend, and I am still upset about that person not sticking up for me about something. So I get it. It's like, when you're really good friends with someone, you can't let it go until you really feel like they genuinely are sorry.
Until they get
it. But see, the thing is, some people will never genuinely be sorry. Drea is so selfish, stuck in her own bubble. This Basketball Wives, this is her show in her mind.
Yeah. She does call it Drea Mondays.
Exactly. Like, she does. She doesn't see that there's other girls trying to get the spotlight on the show. This is her show. She is the second season in.
Yeah, I mean, I agree, but, like, I feel like I get where Brooke's coming from. Like, if that's someone who you genuinely consider a friend, like, you want them to know how you feel. Like, and I'm not saying she has to, you know, pop bottles or do a dance, but like you could at least like sound genuine. She cries in, you know, in one scene when they meet up and she tells her, basically Brooke tells Drea that she feels that she's selfish. Drea starts crying, but then in the next breath she's like, well, it's a big deal to you, right, not me. Like, it's just the way she says it, like it's such a backhanded compliment. I'm happy for you, but you know what I mean, like there's always the but, and after everything after but is bullshit.
She just left it at the tears.
That just shows me like some people aren't gonna get it, so you just, I feel like, just enjoy the moment, because it's gonna be gone.
So self-righteous, because the thing is I truly feel like this is you're about this life, you're about this urban community and these urban magazines and these urban videos and these urban clothes, like you're about this life. So King Magazine is in your alley. It's not like you're hating on her being in People Magazine or Health Fitness. Like, King Magazine is in her lane. So the fact that she's pretending like she doesn't care when she was going for the same magazine.
She does care.
You do care. You wanted to be in this magazine. You just decided at the last minute that you were going to be above it because of the closed set, not being closed.
And not to take anything away from Brooke, but which I was also curious, because, you know, obviously the cover has been around, floating around on the internet for a couple weeks, and it is, there are two covers. It's the reality issue of King Magazine. It's two covers. Brooke is on one, and Kay Michelle from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta is on the other. So what I'm sitting there wondering is, now, was Drea supposed to have the other cover? Was it supposed to be Drea and Brooke as the Basketball Wives on the cover of their reality issue? And since she, you know, kind of threw a temper tantrum, then Kay Michelle got it? Or was this always something that Kay Michelle was going to have her one cover, or whoever from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta was going to have their own cover, and then the Basketball Wives, it was between the two girls? Like, I'm curious to know how that situation played out.
I would like to know that, too. I wonder if we can get in touch with the guy from King and find out.
And Malcolm from King, you know, he said it over the phone, and then he reiterated the whole dilemma when he met up with the girls. He just seemed so angry that it made it seem like he wanted Drea on the cover. And because
didn't he sound bitter?
Yeah, he was so bitter.
He sounds and like an angry CEO.
Yeah, he was so bitter, and it just made it seem like, well, if Drea didn't, you know, throw her temper tantrum, I feel like Drea would have gotten the cover.
I agree with that.
I'm curious if it would have been over Brooke or in addition to Brooke.
Not to discredit Brooke. She looked great on there. She did a great job. She was nice and sexy.
Yeah,
we'll show you the photos once again later.
And you know, it kind of sucks even as a fan watching the show. I feel like I can't even really be happy for her because of all the dramas going on. Yeah. Like, I'm just like, it's just too much.
But it is. I mean, it gets to a point because you see, like we saw in the preview next week, they're in New Orleans and like they have another confrontation about it. And I agree with you in that respect. Like, okay, you've said it to her multiple times. You haven't gotten the reaction you wanted out of her multiple times. So why not just let it go?
If you're still going to be in the same, you know, you're going to hang out with her and all that. It's different if you're like, oh, I'm not talking to her again until she apologizes. But no, she's still with her.
I think when you have friends, you learn what different friendships you have. I know, you know, if I have a hosting gig, I know there's some friends that I'm not going to turn to because they're going to be spiteful or they're going to not verbally be able to tell me how they truly feel. So I'll turn to somebody else to be happy for me if I want to feel happy. There's other friends that if I need criticism or critique, I know who to go to. And I feel like Brooke needs to learn that Drea is the type of person, she's not going to congratulate you when you have an accomplishment or accomplished something, especially if it was something that she wanted to go after.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That's a good statement.
Well, I thought that it was interesting that Laura had said that Drea says one thing and does another when she's the same person doing the exact same thing. What do we say the quote for that?
Or it was like the pot calling the kettle black.
Yeah.
Wait, say that again?
The pot calling the kettle black.
Oh. Yeah, like when you're just basically what Laura said. Like,
I mean, you know, the thing about it is with Laura, and like, obviously, we're 12 episodes in. This has been happening since episode one. Like, at least Laura owns it. You know what I mean? Like, at least Laura acknowledges that she's like shady one minute and regular the next. Like, she acknowledges it. She owns it. She's not like embarrassed about it. She's not ashamed.
She doesn't
ask people to accept it. She tells them openly. So she owns it. That's the thing about Drea. I don't think it's like Drea's like, well, Drea won't say like, Drea won't just be honest and say, I'm not happy for you. You didn't get this because of my situation. Like, mm-hmm. even, yeah. you know, if it has nothing to do with her, like, Drea's, like, hiding behind it. Like, I'm just not a person that gets excited, you know? So that's what she's, like, at least... Granted, it's funny to hear Laura call somebody else out on that, but it's like at least Laura owns it. Andrea is kind of in denial of, you know, her doing the exact same thing. And she did it this whole, she did it this season too. One minute she's hot with Jackie, one minute she's cold.
I was just about to say
that. But she's so worried about what Laura and Jackie's relationship is. Like half the time you can't stand her, so why do you care? Yeah, you're calling her evil, like you don't care.
Like, and I feel like the only reason why she's getting along with Jackie right now is because Jackie had her in her show. If Jackie did not have Drea in her fashion show in New York, and if this wasn't a big thing to her, mm-hmm. she wouldn't be talking to Jackie at all.
Well, and it was funny because clearly Runway is also not Drea's repertoire because we were all commented on her walk when she was strutting down that 80-foot runway.
I didn't feel like any of them could walk. I didn't feel like one of them.
I think Malaysia did a great job.
Malaysia probably did the best.
Yeah, she rocked it.
But I feel
she
like was all they right. did not have a real like model extraordinaire come well, in there and try
they
them.
Did have actual models, which was nice
and none
to see
of
like
pulled
the
them
one
to the side
model.
To show them how to walk.
Well, you modeling also has a lot to do with your figure. You know, walking down a runway, the runway walk is for stick thin type of 6 foot girls that are going to have a certain walk. Brooke's not going to have the same walk as
her walk's going to be a little extra.
Yeah, ooh. Because she has ooh. All that extra anyway.
Slow motion.
So, I mean, obviously it was a way to get all the girls together. It was a way to have all of them participate in Jackie's show.
I don't agree. I think thick women they didn't can fall. Walk too.
At least they didn't fall or embarrass themselves.
True.
I think a lot of nerves played in.
And
I can imagine.
Was so nervous. Yeah. Like for Malaysia to be that nervous and then
she did really
it's,
good.
I'm sorry, but that's that. Also ridiculous. Malaysia is also a video chick. Like let's acknowledge where you got your start. You used to shake your ass in Ludacris's videos. Like,
oh,
let's not act
I
like
pull up one
but
of those
Malaysia
videos.
Never said. Malaysia never said.
Oh, I'm so shy and timid. Like that's.
But
when my
walking is completely different, I
was
will
she,
host
was she
all
really
day,
like popping it?
Seriously, but like I will
this.
Host. I'll do anything. I'll wear a bikini at a fashion show if I'm hosting, but I won't walk down that runway. And so it's different. There's
runways
different
make
forms.
Me nervous.
Exactly.
I used to dance in college, but when it comes to walking down a runway,
I'm the same way. I don't want to be any part of that. Like, I would be so nervous if someone asked me to walk down the runway, but I'm not shy. You know what I mean? But
so you think she was fronting? You think she wasn't really nervous or was she?
No, I think she was. I think she was really nervous. I think she was.
Or maybe, I think Malaysia plays a good character of being like
coy,
very quiet and sweet, and you know she doesn't get into drama and she doesn't do it. But like, I don't feel like that's really her.
That's true because sometimes she does play it up, and we've seen that when she was out shopping with Bambi,
yeah.
and homegirl Brooke called her on the phone, and she was just like, "Oh yeah, I'll come to." She's sitting on Bambi's lap, and it's just like,
she
"I'll come to your party
right?
with my girl." Is your ex boyfriend going to be there? And I was just like, wait, did I just see another side of Malaysia that I haven't seen before? And she did turn it up there.
I definitely, you know, like, I think she's very aware of, like, the image she wants to portray and the image she wants out there, which...
Nothing's wrong with that.
Nothing's wrong with that, but I don't think, like, Malaysia... Like, I don't think that's how Malaysia genuinely is. Like,
so she's not this soft, like, sweet...
No, you know, I mean, her and Drea are, like, best... Like, they're very good friends.
Yeah,
like,
really
if you follow
close.
Them on, you know, they're very good friends outside of the show. Like, I don't think Malaysia could be friends with Drea being like the church mom that she pretends to be. Like, I just don't think it's a real situation. You
and
know?
I think just her being on the show alone, that says it all. I think any of these girls or any girl that wants to be on Basketball Wives, you know, they're not, I feel like there's a part of you, let's just say, I don't want to say anything
go
bad.
Ahead.
Well, they talked about it last week. They kind of addressed it. They want their own moment
exactly.
to shine. You know, they want to be something other than the woman behind the man. But
and but the,
everybody
the,
wants their own moment.
But
to
the
shine.
Way they're going just... about it, when you do it through Basketball Wives, you are doing it behind your man or because of your man. They're not doing it because she wrote a book and is starting her own site and own television show. No, she's getting put on a show because she's a basketball
this
wife.
Still does not mean that she wasn't nervous to walk down a runway on fashion.
No. No, I feel like she was nervous, but what we're trying to say is that she's not as timid and coy
probably
as
not,
she tries to come off to be.
I don't think Laura is as crazy. I don't think Jackie
no,
is.
Exactly. No, I think Laura might be.
I don't think Laura's as crazy as she's playing up. up to be. I think
I didn't think she was crazy last season.
I think that it's just becoming even more, you know, they're kind of creating their characters even more.
She's creating her character for sure.
Hey, let's all create a character.
I said she's making the creepy faces that you think that a creepy person makes. Like, the vindictive, like, evil person makes.
Let's create a character.
If she was...
If AfterBuzz TV was a reality show, what character would you be? I already know Lauren's.
I would be Malaysia. Like, I would be...
Definitely.
But that doesn't mean that that's not me. It's just that I have an image as well that I have worked hard to be a good girl and about love, and I want to portray that to the world. If I have a platform, why would I want to be a villain? Why would I want to be someone that people are calling crazy or this or that?
So, I think I would be the best.
Who would you be, Spicy?
I
love Gloria. I really love Gloria, but I think I would be more portrayed as Drea. Yeah, but I love Gloria. I feel like I would want to be Gloria. I would strive for that, but it would never happen.
It would be Drea.
You're too fun
for that.
Rebecca, who would you be?
I don't know. None of these girls.
If I had to choose, I think I'd be Jackie, just to be crazy and to be talked about, and I don't know.
But if we had an after
buzz, but you don't like being talked about. You got all those negative comments. No,
you can't handle it. You definitely can't handle it. I think Rebecca would be Brooke.
Oh, that's a good. That's a compliment.
Brooke is real cool. Yeah, she's Brooke's real smooth. Cool. Like, you know,
I will not fight Jackie though.
Rebecca's real, you know, like cool. I'm cool.
Would you pose for King cover of King magazine?
I don't think I have the assets.
but would you?
You know, I think it's funny, like, anytime a girl's like, I would never do that. It's like, bullshit. If someone wants to put you on the cover of the magazine, yeah, I'm going to do it because you're going to pay me to do it, too. Yes, of course.
But, I mean, think about it, the way that we'll see the pictures. Actually, do we want to go into the pictures yet or no?
Yeah, let's go ahead. Do you want to give a shout-out to the 50 shows that we have or more than 50 that we have on AfterBuzz now? I mean, if you guys aren't tuning in to our shows, you guys are really tripping because you are missing out on some of the best after shows in the world. We get more than a million views a week. We get like a bajillion. And so you guys definitely got to check us out every day, every hour, afterbuzztv.com, and catch some of those shows.
Yeah.
AfterBuzz TV. And you can also call us right now. Let us know what you think. If you think we're being ratchet and talking too much mess, let us know. Or if you think we're going too soft, let us know.
Because we had a great call last week.
256-1729.
Yeah, and also, you guys, you know, we do read your comments, you know, so comment. We have Mafia's wife.
We know that you do, Fallon.
Yeah.
So the comment.
I do. I have one right here. We have Lisandra said, I love your show, love your conversations, and love the fans of the show calling in and stuff. I hope the show will keep on for a long time.
Aww.
Love from Holland.
So,
Lisandra, that's cool, you know, to know that we have fans. Coming from different places. And one of the reasons why I read the comments, because, you know, just, you know, like all of us, we have voices. Mm-hmm. We speak our opinions of the show. Well, we're doing it for you guys. We want to hear your opinions and your voices. And last week we had Mafia Wife call in, and it was so great to hear her opinion. Even though we might not agree on it,
right. It's
good to hear different views. All of us, you know, I respect everybody's view on this show. So it's great to hear that. So make sure you comment. But now for news and gossip.
This isn't world peace here, guys. It's basketball-wise.
But I think it seemed like that.
You know, we love it, and it's in good fun. It's not because it's so serious.
Yeah.
Good point.
TV News. And okay, so we have a photo. Well, so how many photos are there?
I think there was like four, maybe.
Of King Magazine, Brooke.
Can we have, is Marissa back there? Can we have her pull it up real quick? Okay, so these are the photos that's, you know, creating all of the...
Ooh,
I rest my case from last week, girls.
So this is the mother of how many?
Four, I think. She looks good.
Is that a tattoo on her butt?
Okay, so I will say these photos are amazing, but in the actual magazine, if you open it up or you go to the sites, it's fuzzed out. It's heavily photoshopped. And I think that is a tattoo or at least a crack, and they're covering it up, or because we can't really see because it's fuzzy, but there's something definitely wrong with this when we can see you on the show and compare it to the photos and it doesn't match. I'm sorry,
but that's like everyday life, Marty.
But it doesn't look like that.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, Everyone is even, photoshopped. And, yeah. Everyone is photoshopped.
Everyone is. Even the skinniest girls, you know.
Yeah.
The skinniest girls get their little cellulite touched
exactly.
up. I mean, in a photo shoot, you're going to get photoshopped. That is the beauty of it. You get headshots, you get photoshopped. It's
exactly.
the beauty of it. It's making you look your best. I mean, all of Hollywood is smoke and mirrors. Like, let's not act like it's all, you know.
Very true.
It's all, this is what you think you get, but you're yeah. not really getting that, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just the same with reality TV. Like, we're getting a portion of their life. We're not getting the whole thing.
Yeah.
I wish we had other photos, because Gloria and Matt were also sizzling up the cover
yes!
of Urban Ink Magazine.
They That's were been circling the internet.
They were getting their couple on. She has no top on, and she's, you know, covering her chest as his hands wander down south. And vice versa.
Very sexy.
Very Janet Jackson.
She's tied up in,
though,
she's got her eyes covered in one.
She's a good girl. So I like that she can play the bad girl, too.
Yeah.
Is it true? I heard that they're not coming out with the cover because it's too risque.
I mean, the cover is floating around, so the pictures are out there. She mm-hmm. tweeted it out earlier today, mm-hmm. so I don't know if they're not releasing it mm-hmm. in like in a printed version or whatever, but they're definitely out there. Everyone can see them. They're all over the internet.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of, I mean, I don't know if you guys did news and gossip last week, but there's also rumors that there's a new Basketball Wife getting ready to join the LA cast, and it's none other than Corinne Superhead Stephens.
Yeah, I heard that.
Wow,
heard about that.
Really?
So, you know, she's made her rounds in
but
the industry.
But isn't she denying that?
Yeah, she shut
oh,
it down.
Oh, I thought she was shutting
it
down.
She shut it down.
I don't know. Where there's smoke, there's usually fire. And it's not like she isn't an attention whore. I'm sure she would make for very interesting conversation on next season if we make it to a next
season.
Oh,
she definitely would. I would tune in for that.
I don't know if I would want to see her. I feel like I'm over her. I read her book.
I read her book, too.
You know, who else have you added to the list? I just don't.
You know, and there's also, the ladies are done filming now, but the reunion is coming up pretty soon. Which we got invited to. We'll have to hit Jackie up because actually it was an empty invitation because they already shot it. So
what?
Oh, Jackie!
The reunion has been shot already.
How dare you, Jackie?
We have seen the wrath of Jackie. We've seen how she really is.
On the preview today, you get to see Gloria and Bambi get into it next week. And apparently at the reunion, Bambi flat out accuses Gloria of cheating on Matt and basically says that she ran through all of LA, including the game's whole clique, which we've talked about this before.
Bambi said that to Gloria?
Bambi said it to Gloria, and Gloria made a comment like, she didn't deny it. She said, true or not true, I'm in love with Matt and nothing else matters. So.
All right. Wow.
Clearly there's some truth to it. I told you he wrote as his Twitter bio, the, you know, Kanye New Day verse is his life, which if you have listened to that, it also talks about a chick going a little too crazy in the LA lifestyle.
She needed to blaze the trail.
I was just about to say that. Blaze the trail.
Everybody gets their moment to blaze before you get married.
And though, also sources on the set, the reunion said that part of the reason why her and Laura had a falling out is that it's possible Gloria had an intimate relationship with Gilbert Arenas, who is Laura's fiance and baby's father, before the two of them got together.
Okay, say it again.
So,
I'm confused.
Another rumor is that Gloria and her sister Laura, part of the reason why they had a falling out is because Gloria was a little loose running around L.A., and there were rumors that she bedded Gilbert Arenas before he got with Laura.
That's what I thought I heard.
I don't know.
That's intense.
I don't know. It's possible. I mean, we already know that Laura shared her man with one person on the cast, being Drea.
I didn't know that. Okay, that's more news and gossip.
Well, yeah, that's old news. That's why they didn't like each other last year.
Well, I knew
it was never really
addressed,
but yeah, they had major beef because Drea got it in with Gilbert, and then Gilbert passed her off to one of his teammates. So,
well, I knew the sister thing. I knew something serious had to be going on for them to not speak. I mean, it had to be more than what they were putting on, obviously, for the cameras. So maybe it could be some truth to that.
Yeah. I hope it's not true.
I mean, they all run in the same circle. A lot of them could be lies, though.
But like you said,
Bambi busted out Laura. Bambi usually keeps it real. So I don't know if where she got her evidence from.
But she also speaks about, she does
factual.
The hearsay.
Yeah, she
Bambi
has a lot of hearsay. It might not be factual. And that's how a lot of rumors and lies get started.
Yeah.
But I mean, Bambi
It's the second, I mean, it's the second time it's kind of went around. So I feel like when you get the same rumor more than once, there's bound to be some truth in it.
I mean,
that's all I'm saying.
It could be, but, you know, we honestly don't know. It's speculative. But Bambi herself. Okay, my BFF, Baron Davis.
Yeah, they had to add another basketball player for her because people were probably, you know, it just doesn't seem legit if there's no basketball players around her.
Too. Okay.
So they added him in there.
What does he know about music? I didn't know about his rap career.
I feel like they just added him in there, you know.
I feel like that was a random addition to the show.
When we interviewed her, she did say that she had a tall, wealthy man in her life, but she wouldn't drop any names, so maybe.
Oh, do you think it's him?
She did say she had a boo, and she would not disclose that information.
And we asked her, is it a basketball player? And she would not say, so.
Baron, though, the thing that Baron Davis is most recently, which is funny, and I don't think it's true. I mean, he had a girlfriend for a long time. I have some mutual friends of his. So he's had a girlfriend for a long time. I don't know if they're still together, but the most recent rumor about him was that him and Demi Moore were on a date in New York.
This is getting so messy.
So random.
You know, she's trying to rebound from that Ashton romance, and I think she found a nice little
brother.
Okay. He's a big guy.
Get her swirl on.
He's a big guy. I noticed today.
It's a lot to digest.
Okay. Are you guys not noticing the spectrum? Demi Moore and Bambi. Like, just think of the names. Demi Moore and Bambi. And then think of the person. Now visualize the people.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if which one is actually his type, but I don't know if I believe the Demi Moore one.
Demi photographed having dinner.
I've had some fun times with her and Diddy and, like, you know, so she hangs out with the urban crowd, so.
She gets it in.
Yeah.
Don't let the motherhood fool you guys. Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm just blown away by all this.
Do we have any more news and gossip? Any more juice? Lauren,
we actually do. We have a clip. Vanessa, a friend of mine from Hip Hollywood, she interviewed Laura just about, you know, her being a bully this season and what her relationship with Jackie's like, she took away from the season, and if her and Jackie are still friends. So let's watch that.
I initially understood. Yeah, I got it. I get it. And I got it from the girls. I knew it was coming because I'm not the type. So you have to understand, like, it's funny when they say, oh, you're two-faced. But then again, am I really? Because I don't gossip. So my biggest thing was I just wanted her to feel the way that I felt. And that was it. So then, again, you look at it, you stop and you think, damn, who's really two-faced?
I'm hearing a lot of things and I just want to hear from you. All BS aside, do you want to build a friendship and go forward with me?
Thankful for that lesson. So in that part, because that is the reality of the show, like, in real life, I got a full lesson on the show.
So do you regret anything or any way you treated Jackie?
No, I needed that lesson. I got it, and it was good.
Laura's been giving a lot of interviews lately.
Jackie and I are definitely cordial. Will we be friends? No, never. Are we cool? Yeah, you know, I respect her. I mean, she's a mom. She's my elder.
She had to throw that in there.
Those are the backhand compliments we were talking about.
Laura. But yeah, so.
And she did another interview where she basically took swipes at Drea, too, which then Drea responded on Twitter. So there's, you know, these ladies like to chat about each other. I don't think that's going
to
stop anytime soon.
It's hard being on a show with people who aren't your real friends, mm-hmm. who you don't really get to kick it with, and things that you actually want to be with your real friends at, you got to come with them. And they talk behind your back. And they sleep with your man. Like, this is a hard show to be on.
To even add more fuel to the fire, you have everybody in the world, well, in the U.S. or maybe even the world watching, everybody on Twitter, everybody on Instagram, everybody on Facebook going crazy, adding their opinions and instigating. And I just don't know.
And the biggest difference is, I mean, it's like, we think it's real life because it's a reality show. So it makes it even harder because actors, they can have all that drama and people will still call the actors like by their character's name. But at the end of the day, it's not real. Like, we look at this as reality, even if it's really not.
But the thing is, I think it does bleed into reality because these girls, you know, even after the show, you know, will have problems with each other or end up being buddy-buddy or so it's
makes it worse. It's like another level of it. It's
it's not real, but then it's real.
Yeah.
You know, and I think, though, if you watch the show and you watch the the original franchise with the ladies from Miami. If you, the ones who came into the show having a real friendship for the most part, obviously Evelyn and Jennifer had a falling out, but like Evelyn and Shawnee are still best friends. You know, they're out here in LA filming for the new season of Basketball Wives, which is going to air in the new year. So, you know, if you have a real friendship coming into it, I think you'll have a real friendship going out of it. And then if there's someone like, you know, my friend Keisha, her and Royce met on the show and they have a real friendship because they do a lot of the same stuff and they have, you know,
they make sense too.
You know, the people, not everyone's going to be best friends, but you know, Malaysia and Drea, they're good friends. So if you've come into this and you had a good friendship and it's lasted through it, some that works. And then sometimes you find a new friend on the show and sometimes the show breaks up the friendships. It's just kind of like, it depends which way the cookie's going to crumble for these ladies.
Well, you guys know who are real, the AfterBuzz hosts, okay? Especially the ones that host Basketball Wives LA. And you guys can find us day and night. You can play with my Twitter at @spicy_Madi, or you can tweet at Rebecca, let you know about how you feel at...
Oh, wait, yeah, Madi, you guys, you can find me at... we'll do predictions next week. You guys can find me at Rebecca Prince TV, and you can also get music news on StereoTude every day and check out the Holly Hoops blog. There's a lot going on.
Fallon, give your prediction when you get your Twitter. Go ahead.
More drama. You can find me at, at Miss Mercedes, M-I-S Mercedes, and I'm on Instagram as well.
Same here. You can find me at Miss Mercedes. No, I'm kidding. You can find me at Lauren's Love on Instagram and
what are you going to say? Hug my Twitter and kiss my Instagram.
Oh, sorry. You can hug my Twitter at Lauren's Love and kiss my Instagram.
Is that what
you
said?
Thanks for watching, guys.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in.
Sorry about all the little catchy.
Fallon has lots of them for us.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.